Welcome to the Lioness Queen Podcast Season 3, where our motto is all about being residue-free, not allowing the residue from a negative event in your life hinder you from moving forward where God is leading and directing you. Your host, Reverend Dr. Marisha, founder, speaker, author, divorce coach, and licensed minister, provides motivating messages that will help encourage and empower women to live their best life beyond their past and recognize the worth of their crown. Now, let's jump into our weekly dose of letting go of the past and living totally residue-free. Here's your host, Reverend Dr. Marisha. Welcome back. Welcome back, my Lioness Queens. Today is January 18th. The third Tuesday in the month of January. Happy January, happy Tuesday, happy new year, and happy new you. Yes, you know that's my mantra. New year, new you in 2022. Say that to yourself. New year, new you in 2022. I am telling you, I pray you are excited about this new year and what God is going to do new in you. I truly believe you are on the brink of something great. And I feel the shift in the atmosphere. I'm telling you, let me not get excited. Let me not, because when I talk about it, it just gets me excited of what God is going to do new in us. But we have to believe in order to make this transition into the new He has for you. Amen. And my prayer is that you continue to live your life like it's golden, forgetting those things that are behind you and pressing forward into the new chapter God has destined for your life. Well, welcome to the Lioness Queen Podcast, where our motto is living totally residue-free, not allowing the residue from a negative event in your life to hinder you from moving forward where God is leading and directing you. Lioness Queen stands for courage, hope, and faith. Our mission is to help encourage and empower women to live out their best life beyond their past and recognize the worth of their crown. I'm truly appreciative today for all of your support of the Lioness Queen Podcast. We are up to 9,900 downloads. Thank you so much. Please continue to subscribe to this podcast and share it with a family or friend as well. You can find the Lioness Queen Podcast on iTunes, Spotify, Pandora, Google Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Spreaker, and Amazon. And also, if you didn't know, I'm an Amazon influencer. Woohoo! So that means that I will find great Amazon products just for you. I have weekly Lioness Queen favorite categories and outfits, jewelry, tech gadgets, home decor, and more. You can find the link on my website, www.iamthelionessqueen.com. Not to mention, I also have my Lioness Queen mugs and journals that are still for sale. So definitely check all of those out. So this month's theme, we're still in the month of January, and this month's theme is you have everything you need. You have everything you need. I've been excited about talking about this topic. But today, let's go ahead and get into our weekly episode. And today's title is called Push Through. Push Through. Well, before we get started, you know how we love doing it on this podcast. We love starting out with a quote or a poem to get our episode started, and we love supporting others' creativity, and we are so honored to do so. I found a poem by Martin Luther King, and it's not a poem, it's a quote. And the quote says, "As long as the mind is enslaved, the body can never be free. Psychological freedom, a firm sense of self-esteem, is the most powerful weapon against the long night of physical slavery." Woo, that was powerful. Thank you so much, Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Thank you for your life and legacy. As we celebrated his birthday yesterday, it makes you, you know, want to reflect on people and their life and what light they show to the world to make the world better. And that is what he did. He surely was a man of many, many talents that he did not bury his talent, but he decided to use them in the face of adversity. Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King had to learn how to push through. And that is what we're talking about today, pushing through the negative events that we face in life. And recently, as I was thinking about this episode, recently, as you know, Sidney Poitier died. And, you know, most of the time, I would say, you really don't know too much about the stars' lives. I hate to say this, but you don't know too much about the stars' lives until they've transitioned. You know, that's kind of when you want to read up on them and find out about who they were and where they came from and the things that they've gone through. And as I was reading about his life, I just never knew, you know, there were some certain things I never knew. So I learned he was from Bahamas and he was the son of farmers. And actually his dad also drove cabs. He was raised in poverty, little formal education, and his parents, at the age of 15, his parents decided to send him to Miami to live with his brother. And then he stayed with his brother until he moved to New York City. And at the age of 18, he worked, a lot of menial jobs, right? But he lived in a bus terminal. And he slept in the bathroom. And when I read that, I was like, oh, oof, something I never knew. I never knew how much this man had to push through. But through it all, he went through it, pushing all the way. He pushed through the negativity and he made a decision that his life was going to change for the better. He made a decision that he wasn't going to bury the talents God gave him. He made a decision, you know, that he knew that his talents would be needed. His talents needed to be seen, needed to be manifested, needed to be birthed for greater works. And so think about yourself for today. Think about yourself today. God is pushing you in the same regard. He's pushing you not to bury your talents, because your talents are needed. Your talents need to be seen. Your talents are needed to manifest in this time and in this season, that you were born for greater works, just like he was. So a man without formal education, Sidney Poitier, pressed through. He pressed through not being able to read well. He pressed through with the lack of resources, lack of support, lack of family support. He pressed through the racial tension, the racial division, but he believed that he had a seat at the table. Do you believe that you have a seat at the table? From his pushing, he was the first African-American male to be nominated and win an Academy Award. Because he pushed through. He was the first African-American male to be in the leading role back in the 50s. Because he pushed through. You got to push through to reach your higher heights. And so what do you want to push through today? What is it that God is trying or has been trying to get you to push through? I know there are some things that you have had, you know, maybe on your vision board, New Year's resolution, right? For years that have not manifested yet. You've been praying about it. You've been trying to believe that God will manifest it soon, but it has not happened yet. Yes, we all have been in this space. And we all are in this space even right now. I think everybody is on, we're on a different track. We're not competing against each other. We're on our own track. But God is saying, I need you to push through. Psalm 73:26 says, my flesh and my heart may fail, but God is my strength. God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. He is your portion. This means your flesh and your mindset will fail. That's what the word says. It will fail. But it was interesting the other day. This is what was interesting. I was thinking about this the other day while I was working out. I was doing my sit-ups. And I've been working out for some months now, and I'm starting, and I've been using weights, and I'm starting to see results, but my stomach is taking a long time. And so it's interesting that God compared my mindset to my flabby stomach. And he said, your mindset is like your flabby stomach. It's stubborn. It takes a lot to get to that stomach, to get it toned, to get it muscular. Just like it takes your mindset, it takes it a long time to get off of negativity, to get off of thinking things that really are important, things that don't help us grow, things that don't help us move forward, things that are negative. It takes us a long time to get rid of that flabby mindset that we have. And I said, whoa, you compared my mindset to my flabby stomach. Okay, daddy. Okay. That's a little deep right there. But yes, it takes a while to get your mindset to conform to the image of God, to conform to his ways, to conform to living right, to conform to being holy, to conform to doing the right thing. It's like a flabby stomach. And so, yes, many, many of us are in this space where we are on the edge for God to do something, I mean, fantastic in our lives. But Reverend Dr. King said in this quote, as long as the mind is enslaved, that's that flabby stomach, the body can never be free. We can never be free as long as this flabby mindset is enslaved. And so what is enslaving your mind today? On this third Tuesday of January, what is your mindset being enslaved with today? What is it? What has weighted down your mind so much so that you can't even think positive? You can't even think happy thoughts. You can't even think that the storm is only temporary. You can't even think beyond your pain. And that weight, it doesn't help you to grow. And it doesn't help you to believe in the greater. Like I said, God has given you everything that you need for this season in your life, for this chapter in your life. God is trying to release the residue from your mindset. You know, my mantra is all about us being residue free. And God is always trying to release the residue. And many people think that they've arrived. And honestly, really none of us have arrived. None of us have it all together because of this flabby mindset that we have. That flabby mindset takes discipline. It takes consistency. It takes, you got to work at it and work at it and work at it. And what we believe to be true. So what are the keys? What are really the keys to pushing through? Like Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. and Sidney Poitier and other civil rights advocates. What was the keys for them? What was the steps? What were the tips that they needed in order to push through what they went through? And so tip number one, it was their, number one, you got to say it was their faith. They had some strong faith. They had some delusional faith. I believe they believed in something no one else believed in. Woo! When you are believing in something no one else believes in, that's delusional faith. They saw something in the supernatural, in the spiritual realm that they believe God will respond to their prayers. God will respond to everything that they believe that He could do for them in that season. And that was a rough season. God would respond because God had given them talents that they knew they needed to use. God had given them a voice he knew that they needed to use. They knew, although the world is one way, they believed that God could shift the season for them, and they could, it could shift the season for their children, for their grandchildren, for their great-grandchildren, and they could set a legacy in the shift. They believed in the impossible. You got to believe in the impossible. They believed in the impossible. And the only way to believe like that is to have delusional faith. You got to have it. You must believe even when people, society, the naysayers are telling you no. You still got to believe. Remember, sometimes dreams do not manifest overnight. Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King's dream did not manifest overnight, but he still believed. He believed in a one day. That's what he believed in, and he said it. I believe that one day. He believed in that one day would manifest itself. See, sometimes there will be lonely nights when you have delusional faith. Sometimes there will be long nights. Nights when you don't sleep. Nights when you're clueless where you are right now in this season. Nights when you don't know who's out there to hurt you or help you. Nights when you feel so overwhelmed to take that next step because you're scared of the unknown. Nights when you feel like this next chapter is overwhelming because you don't have the skill set in order to know what to do. Nights when you feel like you don't have everything you need, but God says not so. You have everything you need. Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King didn't have a lot, but he knew he had everything he needed. In that season he was in, he knew it. And so you have everything you need in this chapter, in this season of your life. So turn the page and believe only. Tip two, they were persistent. Woo! And persistence takes a fight. You gotta have a fight in you. I'm not sure if you ever met someone who was very persistent that wanted something from you. Yeah. Like telemarketers. Woo, yeah. They call and they call and they call and they call until you answer the phone. And sometimes they even have audacity to change their number because you didn't block their number before. But they keep trying to call to see if someone would give them a minute of their time to share what they are selling, like those car warranty packages. They call me all the time. They call you, yeah, your warranty has expired. I never bought a warranty, but they calling me telling me my warranty has expired. Just lying. But they're persistent. There is a fight in them. Ooh, Jesus, thank you. Ooh, there's a fight in them to keep trying and to keep trying like the little engine that could. You got to keep trying. Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. and Sidney Poitier had a fight in them to keep trying for what they believed in, for equal rights for all. They both were persistent in what they believed to be true about who they were and what they were destined to do, what they believed God called them to do in that season. Are you persistent in knowing what you are capable of and who you are? Is there a fight in you? See, you got to have a fight in order to push through. Are you confident enough to believe that you have the right? I'm going to say this again. You have the right to be persistent about things in your life, things where God is taking you and leading you and directing you. You have a right to be persistent, not rude, but persistent. Now, I'm not saying, please don't take this the wrong way. God does not want you arrogant. He doesn't want you arrogant and rude. But there are some things you believe in. You have a right to fight for. You have a right. If you are not persistent in what you believe in, then guess what? Somebody else will. Somebody else will be ready to step in that place. And remember, I said this before, it's time to accept the assignment, because if not, God will give your assignment to someone else. It's time for you to be persistent and fight for where God is taking you and leading you. Don't be scared. This isn't no time for fear. This is the time for you to fight. It is time for you to be resolute in what you want. Persistence pays off in the end. Because there will be a one day. We'll say that to yourself. There will be a one day for me. One day where God will open the windows of heaven and pour me out a blessing so much so I won't have room enough to receive it. There will be a one day for me. Tip number 3, no more excuses. We got to stop making excuses, y'all. We make excuses for everything. We really do. When God is like, I'm not using you. I'm not using the things that you think I need. I'm not using you. Stop making excuses. See, they didn't make excuses for what they had or didn't have. Because really, Sidney Poitier came from a place where he didn't have at all. Both of them did. But Sidney Poitier, he came from poverty. He wasn't born with a silver spoon in his mouth. He came from a place of disadvantage. Just like many of us, we come from a place of disadvantage. But Matthew 20:16 says the first shall be last and the last shall be first. So there's nothing else that you need. God has everything you need. God has already made a way for you in the wilderness. He's already made a way. He is Omega. We forget that piece. That he is Omega. He's already made a way. He's already foreseen your next. See, it's so easy for this stubborn, flabby mindset to go back and focus on things that we do not have in the natural. And right now, I have to say that I've been dealing with this piece. I've been dealing with my mindset for a few days. I would say in the beginning of this year, because I'm in a space. There's so many things that I really want to do. And at times, I feel like I need someone to help me. Instead of relying on God who has given me everything that I need. He's given you everything you need. You know, Luke 1:37 says, nothing is impossible with God. So why do I think I need things? I need people. I need money. I need coaches. I need mentors. I need God. I need God to lead and direct in where he's taking me in this next season of my life. When God says, I've given you everything you need, you just have to do what he's asking you to do. He said, I will make a way in the wilderness. So stop making excuses about what you need, because I don't need you, boo. That's what God's saying. I don't need you. Say that to yourself. Stop making excuses. I know this is the beginning of the year and you don't see the money. You don't see the open doors. You don't see how it's all going to work out. You don't see how you can fit it in your schedule. You don't see any evidence how this thing is going to work. But God is saying, believe only and push through. Last tip, resilience is what you need to push through. See, Sidney Poitier had to push through. I can't even imagine sleeping in a bus station's bathroom, staying in there with the smell, the stench, sometimes urine on the floor. I mean, just nastiness. I mean, just the thought of it, right, makes me think, how did he do it? How did he live like that? How did he sleep like that? How did he still have the unction to still go and be something and make something of himself? I know those things, I'm like, just being in that environment. He was in a physical environment, let me say this, that had the ability to impact his flabby mindset. But that's not what happened. That man had a resiliency like none other. I know it had to be his resilience for greater that pushed him through. He knew how his parents lived, but wanted more. He didn't want to be a farmer. He didn't want to be a cab driver. He didn't want to be a delinquent. He didn't want to be a statistic. He didn't want to live in poverty. He wanted greater. But more importantly, he pushed through for greater. See, pushing through requires what? Work. You didn't get that. Pushing through requires work. He pushed through with moving away from home and his parents. He pushed through from moving from Miami to living with his brother. He pushed through moving to New York without a home, a place to, soft place to lay his head. He pushed through all the racial tension and division. He pushed through all of the names he was called on the set. He pushed through when the director told him at an audition he was terrible because he couldn't read the script and told him to go back to washing dishes. He pushed through what people told him he would never become. He pushed through with changing his accent in order to get certain parts in plays and movies. He pushed through to do something he never went to school for. He pushed through. He pushed through. Sometimes you gotta push through for what you want. You gotta push through. This is resilience. Resilience requires work. Pushing through for what you believe, no matter what. What are you pushing through today? Maybe you're pushing through for yourself, or even maybe you're pushing through for your children or your grandchildren, but you gotta push through. Push through the pain. Push through the hurt. Push through the dysfunctional family. Push through the messy divorce. Push through the wayward children. Push through the adult children they have no desire to grow or be better. Push through the business or ministry that seems to have stalled. Push through the depression. Push through the breakup. Push through the job loss, the rejection, the lack of growth in your business. Push through that you're not skilled enough, that you don't have enough education. Push through what you do not know what to do. Push through. It takes a lot to believe that God can do something miraculous for you. And it requires you to push through some things. Some things in you. You know, God is always on the edge of his seat, waiting to bless you exceedingly abundantly above you can ever ask or think. But he just wants you to believe that he can do it. But sometimes you got to push through when you don't even feel like it, when you don't even want to. You got to push through. This requires you to work on that flabby mindset that God is big and bad enough to do whatever you need him to do. He can handle it. Give it over to him today. Give it over to him today. It's time to stop waiting for things to fall into place. It is time to go full speed ahead this year in this next chapter that God has you in. He is ready for a new you in 2022, but he needs you to push through. You have everything you need. He has stored up his word in your heart. So use it, apply it. And believe he will do everything that he promised. His promises are yay and amen. Push through, and in the end, you will see the manifestation of God's glory in your life. Amen and amen. Let's go ahead and declare our weekly affirmation over our lives, because this year is a new year, a new you in 2022. So I want you to repeat after me. I am a lioness queen. God wants me to rise up. He wants me to take the rightful place as the queen I am. He wants me to be residue free. Intentional in my fight. Stand on the word of God. Realize I am a masterpiece. I am enough. I am a lioness queen with a purpose. Amen. Thank you so much for supporting the Lioness Queen podcast. Please subscribe and share this podcast with your family and friends. You can find the Lioness Queen podcast on any platform: iTunes, Spotify, Pandora, Google Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Spreaker, and Amazon. Also, please write a review. Reverend Dr. Marisha would love to hear how today's episode inspired and empowered you. Also, you can check out her website, www.iamthelionessqueen.com, for mugs, journals, and even if you want to reach out and contact Reverend Dr. Marisha. Don't forget to come back next Tuesday at 3 p.m. for more from the Lioness Queen.